obviously iPods and certain the life are the way to go if you're going to listen to music when you're traveling. But when you're at home, are you a CD or a vinyl guy?
I'm afraid to say I'm an iPod guy when I'm at home. I'm ashamed to say that I am. I just am. It's easier, and my ideal thing is having one of those pods, and you stick your iPod on it, and you have, you know, one of those ones that has speakers, and you stick your iPod on top of it. That's the way I like to do it. It's just easy. I'm afraid, and this may shock some people, I have never ever been an audiophile. Although of course I appreciate beautiful, delicate, wonderfully reproduced sound, but for me it's about music, it's not about sound. So if I'm listening to Sigur Rós and I'm painting and it's coming out of my iBox thingy with my iPod sitting on top, the music coming out is doing its thing, you know, as I paint. It's having its spell even though it's just an MP3 or whatever it is. I realise that there are more high fidelity ways to listen to music. And I spent a lot of my life listening to music off portable record machines in a bedroom. It's just not about sound to me. Although, look, I say it again, I really love a good sounding record, but it's about the music to me. And like, music, as long as it hasn't made it irritating, which is, you know, a laptop's a bit irritating. But even so, if I can still get the spirit of the song off a laptop, you know, if I need to hear it. I would like to have a good listening system. You know, when I'm painting, that's the other thing, is when I'm painting and I'm covered in pastel, it's so easy to deal with an iPod, dealing with changing records and sort of putting CDs on, things like that, and physically finding them, and, you know, washing my hands every time I do it because I'm covered in this bloody dust, you know. It's sort of all, it's just so much more convenient.
But what is your current favorite song from the new album?
Probably Toy Head. I think it does this. I think the song, it ticks every one of my boxes. I don't have a bunch of boxes I guess I have an imaginary bunch of boxes that what an ideal church song has for me. And with that song, I go sort of, it's mysterious, it's got some great guitar parts, it changes, it isn't just one thing, but sort of goes through all these different moods, and then at the end it fucking rocks out like a real mother, like really rocks out up and goes. In fact, it keeps on rocking until it sort of collides with itself and sort of crashes into a world of kind of weird reverb. I think it's like, so it's so far away from what you would expect a kind of a band who's been together for 35 years to do.
Thank you.
shadows increase, all the horrors return.
Set list, you know, you don't play the same set all the time, but what is your favorite track from your back catalog? Was there a song that you hadn't played in years that you all of a sudden fell back in love with again recently?
Okay, one we haven't done for a while and we started doing it halfway through the tour in the encore was a song called Dave 5 from Uninvited Like the Clouds, and it's we're kind of doing a really beautiful version of it now. We come back as an encore and we finish with Miami, the main set, and it's a very rowdy, noisy, pounding song, a kind of song that ends up nasty too, you know, sort of ends up in this sort of madman on the loose. And then we go, and then, you know, if we get an encore and we come back on, and this very gentle song with really and a very wistful melody, and then in the middle eight we turn it into a sort of almost like an Indian raga, and Tim starts playing the drums, and it suddenly picks up this kind of Indian feel, a sort of like you almost expect to hear sitars. The guitars sound a little sitar-y. The whole thing becomes changed into this other thing. And playing that song on this tour, I'm really thinking, wow, I'm glad I've got this song. I'm glad we have got this song. I really enjoy it.
Eventually, we came to a chasm dark and wide, and drifted in silence through endless anemones and shallow dreams. Life was beginning to take a shape. Water was warm as it hastened our enemies. This kind of world started a little colony. This kind of earth need a little energy.
Just to be fanboy for a second, then I'll get back to it. I always never understood why the song Love Blind wasn't pushed. Was it ever pushed as a single, or was it just some song that I liked that the A&R people didn't?
I thought that was such a logical single. I thought when we wrote that song, I thought, there you go, there's a single.
Mm-hmm.
And I was mystified and disappointed that they never used it. Even when we were doing it, a guy from the record company came in and heard it and went, oh yeah, that's a single, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually a funny thing happened. A guy made it into an advertisement in Hungary and it was being used everywhere, and he claimed ownership of it, thinking, oh, the church is so obscure, no one will ever hear this. And a friend of ours heard it, and he had to pay us some of the royalties back because he was completely using it. But yeah, there you go. I thought that was a real single, and then nope. no, well, I didn't see it. it's that's the way life rolls.
I was a big fan of your album Painkiller, and I think that was just you and Tim, right?
Yes, it was just me and Tim, yeah. And the guy making noises. I had a little bit of money and Tim had a studio, and I said to Tim, I want to hire you and your studio for 7 days. Well, I've only got enough money for 7 days. And he said, all right. And on the first day we turned up, I picked up the bass guitar, and the guy was making the noises with his gizmo that he was making the noises with, which was great for atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim would start playing the drums, or I would start playing the bass, and we just sort of worked out these bass and drum tracks one after another. We just sort of went, okay, now let's do this. Give me some drums. And he'd just start playing something and I'd just start playing along. I'd go, all right, that's it. We just sort of we just improvised the whole bass and drums thing pretty much in one day. We improvised all those tracks, and then the next 6 days were me kind of putting things on top of them and singing.
Do you think you'll ever do anything like that again, or was that just kind of lightning in a bottle?
The strange thing is, actually, now that you remind me, and I haven't thought about this for a long time, is that a band formed to play Painkiller, the album, and the band was having such a good time, we went out to Tim's place and we recorded all these tracks, and there's hours and hours and hours of this sort of this certain sort of music. Something, maybe one day something might come of that. Maybe one day, you never know. You just can never tell what could end up happening in this world with things like this.
I'm in North Carolina, but the band I'm in is in New Jersey, and it's like an 8-hour drive for me to get there. And I listen to Painkiller on a loop.
Jesus.
I listened to that on a loop for the whole 8-hour drive. I love that album.
Wow. I hope not the whale noises as well.
Yeah.
Is there, do you have any time frame for a new Kill B. Kennedy album?
It's coming, I believe it's coming in May or June.
Have you guys ever thought about, or would you despise the idea of like a kind of a Kids Are All Right type of documentary about the church? Or is that something you would wait and do in your old age when you were done?
I'm in my old age already. this is my old age. It's happening, believe it or not. It's slowly happening. I had these little packets. A little packet of throat lines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here they are. That's what I want. Yeah, this is my old age. and there are possibly, as we speak, there are two films starting about the church. One about me, one about the church. Maybe they'll both get made, maybe neither, never will. Like everything. Sort of, you know, there's a kind of 100 ideas, and then 20 of those ideas really get considered, and out of 10, and then 10 of those actually you sit down and start doing something, and then 5 of them actually happen, and then 1 of them is actually noticed and any good.
I just wonder, do you recognize this?
Yeah, that's a painting, little bit of a painting. Yeah. Well, that's your, they're your original works of art. You must have got for purchasing which album, Painkiller, or what?
I think I ordered Painkiller and the Kennedy Kilby albums all at once, and I think this came with it. This state, when I make demos out, this is kind of like my touch it for good luck kind of thing. So.
I hope it's bringing you some good luck, man. I really do.
Into the latest sources, authorities are on your game. I wouldn't know, that's not my name. I heard that they're gonna pick you up next time you show your face. I wouldn't know, that's not my place. They said that you were dead, they said that you